Hi, my name is Jong Kim. I'm a Chief Medicare Officer with the Northern Hills.
Excellent. Thank you so much for speaking with me today. So tell me, Dr. Kim, how has Northern Health dealt with this new Omicron variant? Have there been new procedures implemented since last year that's made this round of case spikes more manageable?
Yeah, thank you very much. Northern Health is working closely with the kind of province. There are a number of new measures and emphasis on certain kind of aspects, being boosted and kind of rapid tests, as well as the additional community restrictions that are being implemented to respond to this Omicron kind of cases and kind of transmission in our community. And we are starting to see that significant transmission of Omicron in the northern BC too. So we are working actively to enhance and expand our kind of booster campaign as well as a rapid test. Before kind of holiday season, northern, along with the province, enhanced restrictions in our communities, adding some of the provincial restrictions into the existing Northern Health regional restrictions to stabilize Omicron situation over the holiday season.
I know that the province ordered large shipments of rapid antigen tests in the area of about 2.6 million that were to be delivered I think in January, actually. So how many of these rapid antigen tests did the Northern Health region receive?
Yeah, thank you very much. Again, Northern Health, we are starting to receive the significant amounts of kind of rapid tests. I apologize, I do not have exact numbers for you for the kind of rapid tests, but we are receiving significant shipments, including the rapid tests for the take-home kind of testing kits that's starting to arrive in our main kind of testing centers that for kind of early next week that then we will act start to work on the kind of plan so that those tests can be available for our community members.
And I guess if people want to find out information about that, should they just go to the Northern Health website then if they want to find out where they can pick up and order a test?
Yeah, the Northern Health, I think we will prepare for the medications, like where and which tests are available like in our kind of communities as we implement this enhanced testing strategy, including rapid tests.
Okay, great. And since the beginning of the new year, are there new restrictions for Northern BCers? And I know that before January rolled up, we had different restrictions for residents east and west of Kitwanga. So are there any new restrictions that our listeners should know about, or is it roughly the same since December?
It's the same. So we updated our regional order and just the holiday along with the provincial orders. So adding some additional provincial restrictions at that time, including closing gyms and kind of fitness and kind of restriction on traveling for the sports tournaments. But you also kept regional kind of restrictions, including that the vaccine check requirements for the worship services. There's no new restrictions in the North Sea that we introduced like over the holidays, as you know, the New Year's. There was a new order came out that was that delaying the school reopening. That came out as a form of a provincial health officer in the New Year.
Yes, and schools in Northern Health, are we extended a week or are we doing 2 weeks without school?
Provincial kind of timeline to support our kind of schools and supporting their safety plan and kind of operation. And it's the same timeline and delay school opening to January 10th.
Just kind of speaking, I guess, almost even anecdotally, but what do you feel that yourself as a medical health officer and your colleagues, what are the impending concerns for yourself and Northern Health staff and hospitals with the new variant?
Yeah, thank you very much. The concern is that one of the concerns is that Omicron likely has kind of pandemic potential, that it's highly transmissible. We're starting to see significant number of cases and transmissions. And we also kind of worry that with that increased number of cases, that Omicron still has a significant severity that will have a significant impact on our community and hospital, including critical. The second concern is that for the Northern Health and our Northern communities, these variants came to our healthcare system and community without giving us much time to kind of a break from that the Delta variants wave we had in the fall and going into kind of early winter. The support for healthcare system and healthcare staff, as well as our community members, are going through this significant and sustained pandemic situation is more important.
Yeah, that's actually a kind of nice lead into my next question, which is what would you say is the best steps or procedures for residents of the North to serve their community in regards to slowing the spread of the Omicron variant?
Yeah, thank you very much. I think that each of us has an important role, like doing kind of a right kind of practice to reduce the transmission, reduce the impact, like getting immunizations, including like 5 to 11 and the booster dose, and following the current public health orders and the guidance, mm-hmm. including that the kind of staying home away from others if the symptomatic illness and that with the Omicron, there's a further emphasis on a good self-management. We heard from Dr. Henley, and that when you ensure you stay home and manage, and especially if you're immunized and have mild symptoms, and but also ensure that these care workers, like that you get tested and can support it for your kind of work and kind of safety. And I think with that, the sustained kind of pandemic, further important that we stay kind to each other for our kind of neighbors and healthcare workers and other essential workers that they continue to go through significant challenges.
Absolutely. And my last question, with the change in stay home orders, if you're sick with symptoms, being reduced to 5 days, why is that? Just so that our listeners and also myself understand that a little bit better.
Yeah, thank you very much. That change in shortening the isolation for people who are having the COVID-19 or people who are symptomatic and likely have a COVID-19 for 5 days is coming for the immunized people. So we are learning from our kind of evidence for the immunized people. People not only usually have a mild kind of symptoms, but also have a shorter duration. So based on that evidence, like for the immunized people, we are able to kind of shorten the isolation to clear out that infection and infectious period.
Okay, excellent. Those are all my questions. Dr. John Kim, was there anything else that I didn't ask that you think is important for our listeners to know at this time in regards to the Omicron variant or any activities or information that Northern Health wants residents to know?
Yeah, thank you very much. I just want to kind of underline that one thing is to kind of thank you the community members of Northern BC and underline that we did that this very significant Delta variant driven kind of wave in the fall coming down. So that the work we did together as a community members and healthcare system, we were able to kind of break that chain of transmission for that Delta variant and bringing the case numbers down. And thanks to community members for their contribution and doing the right thing to make that happen. And just really encourage that we work together and address these new kind of variants and new challenges, but at the same time that we continue to work together as a community.
Excellent. Thank you so much for giving me your time today, Dr. John Kim.
Not at all. Thank you very much. Hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.